In the Ohio town where Kathleen Burseford has lived all 93 years of her life, a dark plume of burning chemicals filled the sky on Monday, leaving a smell of toxins still hanging in the air.
I never saw anything like it, and I probably never will, but I'm happy about that. It's not maybe never happen again.
The Christian House Assisted Living Center, where Burseford lives, is near the derailment site. Staff moved 18 patients to a hotel when police ordered an evacuation over the weekend.
It's two to a room because there's two beds. We'll take what we can get.
Now the evacuation order has been lifted, but owner Karen Christian says she remains skeptical about returning.
I'm worried about what's in my duct system, what's in my furnace filters, what's seeped in through the old building cracks, what's in my water. You know, am I going to let them drink water that I don't have tested and that I don't know is fine?
Government scientists say tests show the air is now safe to breathe. They say during the burn-off, chemicals did contaminate streams, killing some fish, but did not appear to impact drinking water.
We understand that this incident caused an interruption and inconvenience in all of our lives. However, we came together as a community and put safety first, avoiding what very well could have been a tragedy of epic proportions.
84-year-old Gladys King is still worried.
But I think the older people is going to be affected. I've had pneumonia twice, and I'm sure it's going to affect my lungs.
For now, she and the other nursing home residents will remain at the hotel. The railroad company Norfolk Southern has covered costs thus far.
I know they're not going to take us back till it's totally safe, that the town is totally safe even.
And now there's concerns that the chemicals may have leaked into the Ohio River, a major waterway connected to the derailment area by about 25 kilometers of small streams. At least one downriver community has switched to an alternative water source as a precaution as fears grow of the contaminants spread. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Beaver County, Pennsylvania.